If there are no further questions, we'll move on to Trustee Fitzgerald and his report. Trustee Fitzgerald is the chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday here in Chicago in this room. I attended the meeting along with Chairman Koritz and Trustees McMillan, Mitchell, Reyes, Robles, and Smart. And Trustees Edwards and King also attended the meeting as guests. As the first order of business, the committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on November 15, 2017. The committee then reviewed the items 3 through 10 and 27, 28, and 29, which are on today's agenda, and we forward those items on to the board for its consideration. The committee then heard three presentations. The first presentation was given by Ms. Donna McNeely, the Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance, Ms. Karen Bills-Wint, Associate Chancellor and Director for the Office of Access and Equity in Chicago, and Mr. Michael Diaz, the Executive Associate Director of the Office for Access and Equity in Chicago, and they spoke to the prevention, intervention, and response initiatives related to sexual misconduct, stalking, and dating and domestic violence. Ms. Bills-Wint discussed the sexual assault prevention training to be completed by all employees and students. She described the many initiatives taking place at each university to raise awareness and increase prevention, and she highlighted some specific programs. Some of the committee members spoke in favor of a requirement for all students to undergo training for the prevention of sexual harassment and misconduct rather than making it optional. And the committee requested a report for the next meeting for the approach regarding training for students, and report back whether it will be mandatory, and with a request for statistics on voluntary compliance as well as comparison to peer institutions. The second presentation was by Ms. Jamie Painter, the Interim Associate Vice President for System Human Resource Services, who gave an annual report on the policy on background checks. She gave an overview of the background check policy and presented an annual report that showed that the implementation of this policy has not had an adverse impact on recruitment or substantially slowed the recruitment process. I think every time we've brought up this program, we've talked to people about the fact that this is not a policy that precludes people from who have had contact with the criminal justice system from being hired. It does ensure that we know who we're hiring and can make informed assessments of whether or not in a particular circumstance that hire would be appropriate. And our last of the three presentations was given by Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Director of State Relations. She gave a legislative update and advised the committee that efforts at the federal level contributed to the elimination of a provision in the tax reform legislation that would have negatively impacted graduate students. She indicated that work on other important issues such as DACA, H-1B visas, and research funding is underway. She introduced Dion Thomas, the Visiting Community Relations Coordinator, who joined the Office of Government Relations in November and said that he will be working throughout the state. She discussed the role of higher education in the state and said that the Office of Governmental Relations will be proactive in communicating the value of its contributions. She said they will also be pursuing the IPAC legislation, asking for support for the fiscal year 2019 budget, and urging reforms to restrictions on lease agreements. She described additional initiatives and said accurately that it will be a busy year. Under the new business, I did remind the trustees that the trustee self-evaluation process is underway and that a number of responses have been provided. As the chairman indicated earlier, if any of the trustees have not yet responded, the evaluation is still open for responses. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for March 14th, 2018, in the afternoon at 2 o'clock in Urbana.
Thank you, Pat. Jill?
Yeah, I was at the meeting yesterday, and I said this yesterday, but I just want to say it to the full board. I feel quite strongly that the training that Pat talked about should absolutely be mandatory and required. I know there are other schools, including my kids' schools, that they could not register for their classes, just like if they have outstanding balances, but they couldn't register for their classes if they didn't take the training. So I feel very strongly about that.
Thank you, Jill. And that's going to be reassessed as at our next meeting, as Pat indicated. Other comments? Okay.